Yeah, another day, another dollar we don't spend on these women. I got a request on Facebook to give my take on dating sites in 2020. Now, back in the day, I used to approach attractive women, and I also used dating apps as another option to hook up with women without having to spend a lot of money or without spending any money at all. Yeah, that's right, Mr. Skinny Jeans. I get free sex from women, you rainbow colored fanny pack wearing bitch ass nigga. Anyways, prior to making this podcast, I created a blank profile with no pictures on Tinder and also POF, aka Plenty of Facts. I haven't been on there in years. I only did this for research purposes to see how much the online dating world has changed. Yo, I thought it was bad years ago. Yo, it's gotten 10 times worse. There's a few attractive women on there, but 90% of them are single mother fat bitches. Fake ass Instagram models selling their nude photos, and gay ass man trannies that think they're women. I don't understand how they think they're women when they look like Lil Jon and the East Side Boys dressed in drag. If you don't get your to the dildos, to the balls, looking ass up out of here. Yo, what is this world coming to? I even seen some of the women that I smashed from years ago on there, and they gained a ton of weight. I'm thinking to myself, you still ain't find a husband yet, bitch? You still out here slinging pussy on this app? These dating sites are a joke. If any of you decide to go on a dating app, make sure you only go there to smash and get your rocks off, but be very, very careful, because these women are hoping and praying that you marry them, cohabitate with them, or get them pregnant to get access to your resources. Also, be very, very careful, because these trainees are getting a million surgeries to look like women, and they're out there to trick you into sleeping with them. These weirdos think it's funny to trick a man until something crazy happens to them. I seen on some TV show, I can't remember what it's called, but it was on the ID Discovery Channel. On the episode, these guys found out they were messing around getting oral sex with a trans person, thinking that he was an actual 100% born woman. Then once they found out that he had a sausage in between his legs, they murdered that man on sight. And of course, all the men that committed the crime got life in prison for murder. And I don't feel bad for the tranny. You can't go around tricking straight men, or else you have to suffer the consequences. If you want to be gay, cool. Go after gay people, but leave us straight men the fuck alone. Stop trying to convert us, and stop trying to get us to change our mind, because it won't work. If a grown man is straight one day and gay the next day, then he was always gay to begin with. But anyways, there's some people that are scared to admit they've been on dating sites before, because society will try to call you a loser. When I told people I was on dating sites, people would say, why are you on there? Just approach a woman in person. What? Who said I never approach a woman? Like, yo, I remember years ago, I told this guy about a sexy, slim, thick Latina I was smashing. He asked to see a picture, and when I showed him a picture, he said, damn, dude, she's so fucking hot. Dude, like, where did you find her? I said, I met her on Tinder. Then he goes, Tinder? Dude, chicks on Tinder are low quality women. That's why I approach women in person. I said, I approach women in person too. Ha! No, you don't, because if you did, you wouldn't be on Tinder. I said, you just said she's hot, so you're telling me you wouldn't smash her? No, because chicks on Tinder are low quality. I said, I ain't searching for no wife. All I care about is if she's STD free, drama free, available for sex, and does that pussy get wet? Nah, bro, that's a low quality woman. Dating sites are for losers. Dude, I met my fiance in person, so that makes her a high quality woman. I said, nigga, I already told you I approach women in person. Did you somehow miss that part of the conversation? I do agree with you that women on dating sites are generally lower quality, but hypothetically speaking, let's say I only use dating sites to hook up with women. Do you think that if I met a woman in person, her pussy would get wetter than a chick online? Do you think she's not going to cheat on you because you met her in person? And you do know around 40% of married women are on dating sites, so your fiance could be on one of these sites popping that pussy for a real savage. He gonna say, whatever, bro, whatever. Man, whatever my ass, fuck out of here. Anyways, moral of the story, dating sites are trash, never get married, trust no woman, and protect your assets. I'm out.